Polo has always been a sport of nobility, but in some urban hubs around the world, polo is more about improvised playing areas and nimble bicycles than it is about lush turf and expensive ponies. Producer Ashley Ahern recently attended a bike polo match that took place in a downtown Los Angeles warehouse, and she brings us this audio portrait.
My name is Alex Dash, and I'm here to play some bike polo. Pretty cool place. We got, like, part of the court is a wall right here. And the boards that we're using right now are church pews. They're pretty big, pretty heavy. They make good boards. And, yeah, it looks like they're about to start up.
Set it up! Let's go! 3, 2, 1, polo!
People just take off. They charge for the ball at half court. It's placed on the ground. It's supposed to be one person per team that goes and gets it. Whoever gets there first, you know, they fight for it. And then that's how you kick it off.
My name is Robert. I play bike polo, yeah. It's polo, like on a horse, but on a bike. It's a gentleman's game, but rough around the edges.
You're about to get an ass whooping unlike no other. Great.
If you put your foot down, you have to go in the middle and tap your mallet and come back and enter the game. You can use all types of things. You can use a croquet mallet, but a standard legal pole would be a ski pole. There's a certain thing on the side of the mallet you call a shuffle where you're actually just carrying the ball with you, but you can't score that way. You have to score on the tip of the mallet. There's a little bit of a physical contact, a little bit of mallet contact. You can hit each other's mallet. It's a pretty simple game.
The hottest stuff right now is people that, like, they scoop the ball up with the mallet and they can do these, like, skyhook like passes. My style is like very meat and potatoes, shoot, pass, handle, control, rather than all this fancy flary stuff. Is flary a word? For as long as I can remember, I've always been riding bikes places, and then when I found polo, just clicked. I was hooked the first day, totally addicted. Like, I went home thinking about polo and what I was going to do to make the bike better for it, and, you know, I wanted to do a mallet and I wanted to do this and that, and all week long I was thinking about it, and it's still the same thing. Like, I have polo dreams almost every night, and I still, like, it's like, when is it going to be Wednesday, and when is it going to be Friday? Oh, we're going to play in the warehouse, that's on Thursday, okay, and then Friday, and then maybe Saturday, probably not, and then Sunday all day. And then, like, I'm waiting again to Wednesday. And, you know, when's the next tournament going to happen? And then when are we going to the next thing? Oh, we're going to Arizona. Okay, all right, we got to get ready for the kids in Arizona. And, you know, always something like that. And then, you know, we have a website online. We have a forum that a lot of people use. And, you know, what are they talking about there? They're talking about some new rule or some new cheater mallet from Europe or all these other things that are going on. You've got to stay up on it. And before you know it, the tournament's there. So then you got to go to the tournament. And then, you got to win that tournament, and then you gotta go online and tell everybody. And then when's the next tournament?
4-2, 4-3, 4-3.
I think it's bigger ever than it's ever been here.
Yeah, it's getting huge. They just had the World Championships in Berlin just a few months ago, and the World Championships this year is going to be in Seattle. So it's all over the place, worldwide. Australia, even China was in the newspaper playing their stuff. Japan's real big. A lot of people.
Something that's definitely on our minds tonight is the tournament in Arizona. That's coming up at the end of January, and that's one that we really have to compete well in. We've won the first two tournaments there. My teammate David and I, we know who our competition is out there. They literally are kids. One of them's like, he's like 21 years old and he looks like a little kid, and then his brothers and cousins, I forget the exact relationship, but they're in middle school. And if you've ever been on the polo scene and you've seen these kids, they will light you up. They will make grown men look foolish. It's not a joke. They're probably better than like 70% or 80% of the teams out there. We face them in the finals every year, and I know they want it. They want it just as bad as we do, and I think it's going to be a real fierce final. But they're definitely some of the most talented, smartest players I've ever played against. They're also the smallest.
There you go.
you have to have, like, an understanding girlfriend, I gotta say. Because it's a lot, you know, like, I'm here quite a bit. But I love it. I mean, you know, I really love it. It's like, it's my game.
Amanda, Robert, and Alex will be among the Los Angelino bike polo players competing in the Desert Polo Invite in Tempe, Arizona on January 29th and 30th. To see pictures from the LA bike polo match, visit our website. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Mark Filippino. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from New England Patriots receiver Darnell Jenkins, who gives us some advice about how to play his position.
I gotta stay relaxed. Don't move.
Oh, wait, that's advice about how to behave when you're getting a haircut. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting unconventional approaches to transform health and healthcare at rwjf.org/pioneer. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. This is NPR.